sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Lisa Graves, who is the Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy and the publisher of PR Watch, Source Watch, and Bankster USA. She has served as a senior advisor in all three branches of the federal government, as Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department, as Chief Counsel for Nominations on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and as a Deputy Chief for the U.S. Courts. Welcome to Background Briefing, Lisa Graves.
Oh, Ian, thank you so much for having me on.
And Lisa, I was watching the after-debate punditry on MSNBC last night, and frankly, I was getting tired of the kind of crowing on the part of the sort of smug liberals who thought their guy had won, and they weren't listening to the conservative guy, the one token conservative, Steve Schmidt, who ran McCain's campaign, who was saying, well, maybe there's a different way of looking at this, you know? That maybe you guys think he's a lying SOB. He didn't say that, but you know, on the other hand, a lot of people may on the conservative side may see him as being presidential and as Obama as being, you know, rude. So I don't mean to go on here, but I decided to look at Fox just to get another taste. And I tell you, I was absolutely devastated. I thought I was back in 1930s Germany. They had the pollster on, Frank Lutz, who had this focus group who was supposed to be an independent group of swing voters, but it was became incredibly clear that they were all right-wing political activists except for the one token Obama supporter. They were touted as people who had voted for Obama in 2008, and they just went ripping with anti-Obama propaganda. And it was so phony, I was absolutely in shock. So it's very disturbing that a lot of people in this country think that Fox News is actually delivering the news.
Well, it is. I watched that program as well, and I have to say it was pure theater, not just political theater, but actual theater. It was conceived of and constructed, I think carefully orchestrated to be precisely as you say, to really present an extremely distorted view of the population to the select audience that listens to Fox News and watches Fox TV. And when I saw it, it certainly brought to mind this notion of poisoning people's minds, because when you looked at this supposedly random sample of people who voted for Obama before, it was quite plain that it wasn't a random sample for this focus group. It was a very deliberately selected group. And also, because people's ballots are cast secretly, you know, we'll never have any way of knowing if any one of them actually voted for Obama in the first place anyway, because your ballot is secret. And so in some ways, you're taking those people at their word that they are who they say they are. But beyond that, it certainly seemed as though they were loaded for bear, as the saying goes, with anti-Obama talking points. It smelled fishy. It's one of those, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it must be a duck, because it was a Frank Luntz operation. And I share your concern, I would say, about just the level of the level and magnitude of propaganda that is being promoted through Fox News. I think that they've done this before. I've seen them sort of orchestrate political events, even with the United States Congress, timing their news broadcast to sort of make theater out of real events in a way that is quite disturbing. Certainly that was something I observed when I was working for the United States Senate. And so in some ways it doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is how the Fox readership and the audience seems to eat it up.
Well, one of the people who supposedly had voted for Obama in 2008 was just spitting venom, you know, like some, you know, over-caffeinated Tea Party partisan. And there's just no way in the world that person had ever voted for Obama. And they also had a sprinkling of minorities in there, all of whom were you know, right-wing ideologues as well.
Yeah, I think that actually was the most, in some ways, the most revealing part of the lack of randomness of this group, just in terms of the actual polling that's been done across the country and in states in terms of the African-American population in this country and the overwhelming support for President Obama, the idea that a random focus group that just happened to be prepared to go on live TV on Fox News with Frank Lutz after the debate somehow had had, you know, predominantly African Americans against Obama is just statistically, statistically flawed in about every way you can look at it. It's certainly it's a cooked up group that Frank Luntz put together. It's no surprise. This is sort of Frank Luntz's stock in trade is to distort and spin, and this is just another manifestation of his spin machine.
Again, I'm speaking with Lisa Graves, who is the executive director of the Center for Media and Democracy and the publisher of PR Watch, Source Watch, and Bankster USA. So clearly that this is a top-down hierarchical operation with Murdoch owning it at the top. And later in the program, by the way, we're talking about Murdoch's going to make a play for the LA Times and the Chicago Tribune as well.
Wow.
But obviously Roger Ailes is an ideologue first and a journalist last, and he probably sets the tone, and you know that most of their so-called personalities are either run for president or have been Republican politicians of some kind or other. So there's obviously a revolving door here. But what was very disturbing about watching it last night was the sheer cynicism of it. And it reminded me, Lisa, years ago during the Cold War, I used to spend time in the Soviet Union, and I would meet with journalists over there who worked for Pravda and TASS, and right. a lot of them were KGB guys, but some of them were real journalists, but you felt sorry for them because they had to print what the government told them to print and report what the government approved. The idea in a free country that you have a news outlet that has volunteered to become the Ministry of Information for a political party, and hopefully, you know, from their point of view, a government. I guess they've got half a government with the Republicans controlling the House. Does that strike you as being un-American?
Well, I have to say that, you know, one of the interesting things is that it does bring to mind Pravda, the, you know, official organ of the Soviet Union, in the sense that there's no doubt that at the national headquarters, leaving aside some of the affiliates in the states, there certainly is messaging that is concocted and put out. For example, during the run-up to the recall elections here in Wisconsin for Governor Walker, which he survived, Fox News had created a special, so-called special investigative unit on voter fraud. In the face of, you know, virtually no statistical evidence of voter fraud in this country, it's infinitesimally small, but you have a major news organization that creates a fake sort of trumped-up unit whose job is to trump up the claims of voter fraud, to push this party line, this party meme that really has been orchestrated by Karl Rove going back, you know, many years, including into the U.S. attorney scandal here in the United States, where some Republican attorneys who were appointed to be the chief law enforcement officers of the states were turned out of office by President George W. Bush's administration after the 2004 election because they didn't push this completely propagandized notion of widespread voter fraud. And that's what happened to David Iglesias in New Mexico, the former U.S. attorney there. So I do think it's incredibly disturbing that a major so-called news organization has taken on this role of propagandizer-in-chief for one political party in such a sort of insidious and devious way. And I do think it's distinct from Pravda in some ways because, as you point out, some of those journalists at Pravda were actual journalists who were trying to report, notwithstanding the word coming down from on high. But in Fox News's sort of personality-driven commentator world of the sort of, quote, news they create, those are all really, in some respects, for the most part, just volunteers from the party who get rewarded for their loyalty to the party to the Republican Party with these posts, with these high-profile positions with great pay to push this information. And so in some ways, it's not as though they're being forced to do anything. They're willing and zealous, in essence, advocates for the political party that is the GOP, and they push that position in every possible way they can.
And of course, the de facto head of the Republican Party at the moment is arguably Karl Rove, and he, of course, is a Fox News personality. So is there, and of course, you know, MSNBC, it takes the sort of liberal side. I think it's a largely a business decision on the part of, it used to be run by General Electric and essentially Comcast. The new owners have not altered the format. I imagine that's just a business decision, isn't it, Lisa, that they figure, well, Fox has already got all the right wingers and CNN have got all the sort of mushy middle, you know, all we got left is the left, right? Is that this?
Well, it could be, although one of the things that's interesting from a business standpoint is, you know, Fox News' programming is consistent basically from the morning through the night on its national networks. As I said, there's somewhat more flexibility and independence for some of the local affiliates in terms of how they're covering things or what they're covering within those evening broadcasts. But in terms of the 24-hour news, national news from Fox headquarters, it is consistently right-wing from basically the beginning of the day to the end of the day. There's no end to the day, in essence. For MSNBC, you know, when you turn it on during the day versus the evening, you know, it's not the same as the evening commentators. It's got a lot of commentary that is middle and sometimes even very right, and they obviously have a prominent conservative on in the mornings with Joe Scarborough. And then NBC also has CNBC, which often has a number of the Wall Street Journal guys who are pushing Wall Street Journal talking points on that show. And so NBC overall, if you look at NBC coverage on the main network on free TV, along with its cable offerings, has a slice of its offerings that does appeal or is marketed to appeal to progressives in this country, but it's only a small portion, whereas if you look at Fox News overall from the morning till night, the overall thrust of it day in and day out is pushing the Republican Party line almost exclusively. Now, CMD, my organization, is not a partisan organization, is not involved in endorsing political candidates or opposing them, but the fact is that we observe and do a lot of media analysis in terms of the biases and distortions of the media and the propaganda, and there's just no doubt that Fox News is, you know, in my view, deliberately attempting to poison the minds of, you know, millions of Americans with utter disinformation.
Well, Lisa Graves, I've spoken to a number of people who get their news from Fox News, and they think it's a news organization. They think that that's literally the news, not opinion. And it's pretty hard. You know, once they sort of become these kind of ditto heads, as Limbaugh's followers are called, it's pretty hard to break that spell. What do you think in general, though, is happening to the country when you have this balkanization of information where liberals get their reality from MSNBC, conservatives from Fox, and Christians from Christian broadcasting? And it seems to be that there's less and less a consensus in this country about what is true. And this is allowed, for example, in these debates that we just watched, a presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, to simply lie with alacrity. And the challenge that it poses for Obama is, does he spend all of his time, you know, correcting the lies, or does he talk about what he needs to talk about? And so as a tactic, it seems lying is actually quite clever.
Well, it's a really it certainly is a disturbing situation that has come about, because when you look at some independent analyses of whether people have an accurate conception of, you know, actual verifiable events based on whether they get their news from PBS or free TV news or from Fox, you have an utterly lopsided scientific analysis, basically, that shows that people who watch Fox News actually know claim to know facts that simply are not true, or have bought into other aspects of the Fox propaganda machine. And so, you know, it is an extremely disturbing trend in this country that facts, that facts don't mean facts, in essence. And I think there was even a case that I heard of in the past week or so where a teacher was teaching her students that, you know, facts don't have to be things that are true, which, you know, is sort of mind-blowing in a way. There was a bit of a public reaction to that that assertion by this teacher. But what's happened is, I think, a very calculated attempt to rely on core psychological lessons. That is, there's a notion in psychology of cognitive dissonance, which means that once you sort of cement a view in someone's mind, if they believe it in a sort of visceral sense, any information that comes in that's contrary to it is sort of filtered out. It's dissonant. And so it's disregarded and not likely to penetrate that core belief. And so, you know, what Fox is doing, which is very different, I think, than what the mainstream or other corporate media does, is a deliberate effort to try to embed some of these beliefs, whether it's skepticism that climate change is happening, even as scientists across the world, the overwhelming majority, a supermajority of scientists recognize that climate change is underway. You know, Fox has attempted to embed this skepticism into these American readers, and you can see it in the polls, how acceptance of the notion that the climate is changing has dropped dramatically in the last 4 years, in part right around the presidential campaign when Sarah Palin was pushing this meme along with Fox News and others in the right-wing sort of blogosphere. And so I think you do have a very worrisome situation in which it is the case that people are operating under two different sets of, I would call them beliefs, because they're not two different sets of facts on many of these issues. They're one set of facts on some of these issues. For example, you know, on the deficit, when the deficit began, you know, how you apportion that. There are facts about the deficit that are knowable, and then there are lies about the deficit that are put forth as if they were facts. Similarly, there are truths about, for example, what a budget provision does on Medicare or Medicaid. The claims going back and forth about the provision in the Affordable Care Act, and there's truth about, you know, who put that program in the first place, Paul Ryan. There's truth about what that program does in terms of cost savings for Medicare versus cutting Medicare. There are things that are actually factually knowable, and then there's a lot of spin. And what's stunning in some ways as these debates have unfolded, and sorry to go on at length about this, but what's stunning in some ways is, for the most part, the absolute ineffectiveness of the moderators at all. The notion of the moderators as simply keeping time, and they do that poorly, quite frankly, they can't even keep the time. But they're certainly not there in any sort of umpire fashion, for the most part, except for maybe Candy Crowley on that one issue one night, to actually challenge the lies being told. That's left to others. That's left to people after the fact. And one of the things that Fox News and its allies has done so effectively is try to discredit the fact checkers. So there's a huge campaign by Fox to discredit Media Matters. Their efforts to discredit organizations like mine and others that actually track factual information and try to out propaganda. And so what's interesting is that from the right wing standpoint, there's sort of a soup to nuts sort of plan about how to deal with the propaganda they're creating, as well as how to discredit anyone who would attempt to discredit the propaganda. And leaving the fact checks to after the debate, I think, leaves the American people deeply misled, and sometimes by both parties, but for the most part, deeply misled about the truth of the statements made by the candidates, because no one other than the other candidate, as you point out, is challenging the claims made. It's just a wash in the debate. You can't see the lies. They're not challenged by the supposed moderator at all.
Well, just in closing, Lisa Graves, is there a role for the FCC here in laying down some laws about social responsibility in journalism that, you know, the journalistic community's the standard for prizes is the Pulitzer Prize. So, you know, rather than the standard of Joseph Pulitzer, we're talking about the standard here of Joseph Goebbels. So they're very separate people, and propaganda is propaganda and news is news. And if there were truth in labeling, truth in advertising, Fox would have to not call itself Fox News, but Fox Propaganda.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question because I'm sure that the cat calls from the Fox News people would be to say that any such move would be censorship or censoring them in some fashion. I actually think there is a role for the FCC if it actually had any power to do anything of consequence, which it hasn't demonstrated much power to do so. But the fact is that these airwaves are the airwaves of the American people, and there used to be some standards about disinformation. In particular, there are continuing standards. For example, when a product is labeled in a way that misleads the consumer. So if a product says that it has zero fat and it has fat, you know, the FTC, for example, can recall it. If those advertisements are aired on the broadcast airwaves and they're misleading, in theory, there are things the FCC could do to regulate it. In the political arena, you know, it's really absent. There's really no checking of those things. And it would be hard to imagine how that would be structured in a way that would be effective or fair, or make it through Congress to actually have a working commission. Since we can't even have a working Federal Elections Commission, it's deadlocked, and there are efforts to block appointees so that no one can get control of it. Certainly, that's been the Republican efforts in this administration has been to block appointees to keep these agencies from, you know, having their full power. So I have some skepticism about the ability of any of the agencies to regulate this. I'm not quite sure what the solution is, but there's just no doubt that this that we're devolving, as you point out, into a society in which people think that they're receiving news when it's not news, when it really is political propaganda. And they think that they're getting facts when they're not facts, when in fact what they're receiving is a huge, heavy dose of spin wrapped up to look like a fact. And it's extremely worrisome. It's something that we've been tracking through our work on PR Watch, through our work on Source Watch, and also through our latest effort called AlecExposed.org, which tracks an organization that basically is a front group for corporations and their interests in our legislatures. And so you have increasingly ideological and corporate agendas that are being pushed through stations like Fox. And the problem is that people don't realize or don't care that they're not getting the truth.
Well, Lisa Graves, I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ian.
Again, I've been speaking with Lisa Graves, who is the executive director of the Center for Media and Democracy and publisher of PR Watch, Source Watch, and Bankster USA, as well as AlecExposed.org. She has served as a senior advisor in all three branches of the federal government, as deputy assistant attorney general in the Justice Department, as chief counsel for nominations on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and as deputy chief for the U.S. courts. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back talking about Newsweek ending its print edition, Rupert Murdoch buying the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune, and the future of print journalism.
Then Herr Goebbels says, we own the world in space. We hire, hire, right in Herr Goebbels' face. Then Herr Goering says, they'll never bomb this place. We hire, hire, right in Herr Goering's face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, we are Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good?